Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Are you tired of getting hit for a tip everywhere? I mean, I saw somebody complaining online that they got hit up for a tip at a drive-thru. I can't even believe that would be true, but Dr. Dipayan Biswas is with us. He is a professor of marketing at University of South Florida. This article about tipflation, we're all familiar with inflation, but doctor, what is tipflation?
Yeah, so tipflation is this emerging phenomenon that you described pretty well. So people, customers are being asked to tip everywhere. In fact, there was a case where someone was asked to tip at a car wash, automated car wash like machine. So this is like a widespread phenomenon, and I'm happy to talk about why we are seeing this and what are the downsides of this.
Because Professor Biswas, you have been studying tipping for a decade, so why are we seeing it?
So this, the main catalyst for this has been the digital kiosks. So till a few years ago, we didn't have these interactive digital kiosks that allows people to put in the tip option. Earlier, we just put in our credit cards or a cash, that's it. But now we have this very interactive digital kiosk that automatically gives that option, or the option pops up for tipping. And often the default anchor point is set pretty high. Like in many places, it's 20% where you have to put in effort to give a lower tip. And at some places, they make it pretty difficult to decline. You have to really search around to find, no, I don't want to give a tip. So the main catalyst has been the digital kiosk. And companies figured out this is a nice way to get some additional revenue, just like the airlines industry realized they can earn way more money through baggage fees. So these are the two big factors. And, of course, the pandemic also contributed to it. But the number one reason has been the digital kiosk, interactive kiosks.
Dr. Dipayan Biswas is with the University of South Florida. So my question is the person who's washing my car, is the person who's making my coffee, are they actually getting that tip from the digital, you know, device that their employer is using, or is this just fattening the employer's bottom line?
That's a very good question. So I have two worries with this whole phenomenon, and one of them is this. As a customer, we don't actually know, because the money goes into the device, which goes into the accounts, the company's account. The company is under no obligation to share that with the employee unless they have an explicit contract. So this is different than a restaurant industry where the servers get way below minimum wage and the tipping directly goes to them in 99.9% of cases. And in some cases, they might be like if you put in a tip jar, then the entire thing can go to the employee. But once you put the money in a system, the accounts, none of the employees have access to that account. Only the company does. So depending on the contract in place, the company may choose to give nothing or the whole tipping amount to an employee, but they are under no obligation in the absence of a contract to give any of it. So the tip, in many cases, might just go directly to the company, not to any individual employee.
Oh, that's infuriating. So is this why a lot of people who work for Starbucks are trying to unionize? If they don't have access to see what we're tipping them digitally and they're not receiving that, that would be an issue if I was a Starbucks employee.
So at Starbucks, there could be a lot of other factors going behind that, beyond just the tipping thing. But what worries me is the unintended long-term consequence, which we are already seeing, actually. I was looking at some numbers. So what's happening is, historically in the U.S., tipping was a necessity for the restaurant industry. As you may or may not know, most restaurant servers get way below minimum wage. Like when the minimum wage was $8.59, they used to get $2.14. Right. And that's legally allowed because the servers get the tipping amount. So in restaurants, we saw earlier 15% went up to 18, 20, sometimes more than 20. That's very legitimate, and that's actually necessary for those employees to get like a proper living wage. But my biggest worry is there's a little bit of tipping fatigue going on. Since we are asked to tip everywhere, literally almost everywhere, some of us are holding back. Like if I'm tipping everywhere, there is only so much tipping dollars available. So if I'm tipping at too many other places, I'll cut back on the restaurant tipping, which is actually happening. Like I was looking at some numbers, this year's tipping percentage is slightly below than what it was a year ago. So it could be a little bit of inflationary effects, but could be these other tipping fatigue going on. But if too many places, random places are asking for tips, my biggest worry is it would actually hurt the people who rely on tipping for their livelihood.
Absolutely. A couple text messages coming in. Someone got hit up for a tip going through the McDonald's drive-thru. Another person said they just got hit up for a tip. They were ordering a Christmas present online and they were asked to tip. And they said it's a basic online order. So who is the tip for? Another said Oberweis drive-thru asked for tips. Is this why we should always tip in cash, especially if we are tipping a waiter, a bartender, a washroom attendant?
Yes, any tipping amount paid in cash obviously goes directly to the person you're giving it to. No one has access to that. But any kind of payment made into a machine, into a system, like once you make the payment as a customer, you have zero control over where it goes. So it can be routed anywhere as the company pleases. So if there is direct tipping, if someone is really happy with someone's service, they can directly tip them in cash. But at the same time, we should all remember that, I mean, I understand this whole tipping fatigue. It's frustrating, like the text you read out. I can relate to some of those. I mean, that's frustrating. But let's not forget that there are sectors where they rely on tipping for their livelihood, right, like the restaurant industry. So let's not cut back on that. Let's not have our frustration on those people who legitimately rely on this. So we should definitely be in a position to say no. Like there are retail stores which have put in the tipping thing. I'm not going to name them on radio, but there are some retail stores that are asking for tips, like clothing stores even. So, I mean, I don't think customers should feel bad. I mean, I know a lot of people feel guilty and bad saying no, declining the wage frame, like, oh, would you like to leave a tip? It sounds bad to say, no, I don't. But in some cases, it's fine. There is nothing wrong to say no. Like if it's an automated service, like who are you tipping and what are you tipping them for?
Right. Thank you so much for joining us, Dr. Biswas. One last question someone sent in. Is it illegal, or let's just say, is it legal for an employer to take the employee's tips and donate them to a charity under the company name?
No, because first of all, like the money you're paying, you can call it tips, whatever on the screen. It doesn't say anything about tips for this employee X or Y. It's like a tipping amount that you're giving to the company. So the company, as I hinted earlier, can do whatever it pleases with that money unless it has a formal contract with employees. Some companies do. Certain percentage is given to employees, some cases 100%. But in the absence of a formal contract, the company can choose to do whatever it wants. It can just add to its bottom line. It can donate to charity. It can do whatever it wants.
That is so frustrating. Thank you for informing us, and thanks for jumping on the Lisa Dent Show.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
And thanks for not asking for a tip. Mary's got to check on weather and traffic, and then we're going to come back and talk to somewhat about what is happening. There's a town hall meeting tomorrow night for veterans who have been exposed to toxins. All the details next and why your voice will be heard if you show up. We'll get you the details. What's going on, Mary?